Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Jisati. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said India is witnessing an unprecedented phase of certainty amidst great global uncertainty. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the two-day vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference for the Kutch and Swarashtra regions in Rajkot. He said India is moving rapidly to become a developed nation with reforms playing a crucial role in achieving this objective.
भारत दुनिया की तीसरी बड़ी इकोनॉमी बनने की तरफ तेज गति से आगे बढ़ रहा है। भारत से दुनिया की उम्मीदें लगातार बढ़ रही है। भारत दुनिया की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग लार्ज इकोनॉमी है। इन्फ्लेशन काबू में है। एग्रीकल्चर प्रोडक्शन में भारत नए रिकॉर्ड बना रहा। दुनिया में जो देश सबसे ज्यादा वैक्सीन बनाता है उस देश का नाम भारत है। भारत की ग्रोथ से जुड़ी वैक्सीन रिफॉर्म परफॉर्म एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म के उस मंत्र की सक्सेस स्टोरी है। बीते 11 वर्षों में भारत दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा मोबाइल डेटा कंज्यूमर बना है।
The Prime Minister urged industry leaders to invest in India and the Swarashtra Kutch region, saying this is the right time for investment. On the occasion, the Prime Minister virtually launched 13 greenfield smart industrial estates across 7 districts of Swarashtra and inaugurated a specialized medical device park in Rajkot. Today is National Youth Day. The day is observed every year on 12th of January to commemorate the birth anniversary of the great spiritual leader and philosopher Swami Vivekananda. His inspiring life and empowering message continue to motivate young people to pursue their dreams, harness their inner strength, and build a future guided by his ideals. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi. Mr. Modi will interact with around 3,000 youth from across the country, along with young delegates representing the international diaspora. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the center, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the maternity benefit scheme, Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana of Women and Child Development Ministry, a report.
The government's maternity benefit scheme, Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana, was reviewed thoroughly under the Pragati by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Under the scheme, pregnant women and lactating mothers receive a cash benefit of 5,000 rupees for the first child and 6,000 rupees for the second girl child. Since inception of the PMMVY scheme in January 2017, over 4 crore beneficiaries have been paid maternity benefit amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer. After the Pragati meeting, mandatory biometric verification through facial recognition system was introduced from 21st May last year for all new enrollments. Over 23 lakh beneficiaries have been enrolled after biometric verification through this system. The Ministry of Women and Child Development also made proactive efforts to reach the doorstep by using the available database of the Poshan Tracker to create a due list of potential beneficiaries. By promoting health checkups, good nutrition and financial awareness, the scheme helps women take control of their lives and supports the goal of women-led development. Onnilu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
A week-long hunger-free India campaign organized by Lions Club of Dimapur culminated yesterday. Members served dinner and dry rations to needy people in Dimapur. Fruit packets were distributed to patients and nursing staff at District Hospital Dimapur. An awareness campaign on food waste to food plate emphasizing responsible food usage and distribution was conducted during the campaign. And as part of the Chief Minister Mobile Operation Theatre CM Mode, the camp will be organised at various places this month. The camp will be held at Medzipema on 12th and 13th January, Doyapur or Dansari on 14th and 15th January, at Viswema Community Health Centre on 19th and 20th January, and Botsa on 21st and 22nd January. The CM Mode is led by Kohima MLA Dr. Tsilhutyo Hrutso, and all medical intervention are free of cost. An update informed that all types of laparoscopic or keyhole major and minor operation will be done. This includes medical cases including gallbladder, appendix, hernia, womb and ovary, intestine, kidney and urinary tract stone, thyroid, tonsil or any swelling in the body. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.